at the garbage we can sit in peace. One test, two bites, a couple cats, just you and me, son, talking face to face. Oh yeah. Welcome, Haley.
Thanks. Welcome, David.
This is
David.
After we take out the garbage. I'm David.
I'm Haley.
And then we have two friends. If you'd like to introduce yourselves, we'll go you first.
Hi, I'm Summer.
Hi, and I'm Patrick.
Excellent.
Hi, Summer and Patrick.
Hi, Summer and Patrick.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah. So basically, this is if you are new to the podcast, such as our guests, this is a podcast where we pick a topic and ignore it for, I don't know, like half an hour or something.
Do we have a topic?
Nope.
All right.
So we,
that's a good start.
All right. Well, first of all, to clarify, I am a former, now former, well, a former, and now, again, former co-worker of Patrick.
Yep.
So a couple of nerds. But in any case, you are moving away from the Rockford area.
Yes.
All right. How do you feel about it?
Little nervous, little excited.
I'm not excited to have to take care of a yard. I'm not looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you shouldn't look forward to it.
No.
It sucks. It's awful. Just start saving money now for a gardener. Yeah.
Oh, I know. We got to like buy a lawnmower and a weed whacker.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
But we're getting a ride on lawnmowers, so that makes it easier.
I just spend way too much of my downtime thinking about lawn maintenance now, and we're not even there yet.
Yeah, we don't really know what our lawn looks like because we've seen it once. So
it's fine. Everything's fine. Yeah.
We like specifically when we were house hunting, we were like, we do not want a yard. Like, and this is the smallest yard we could find because there's no backyard, or it's very like itty bitty. So. Yeah. But I feel like we got kind of a large front yard. Yeah. But and then that's the one everyone sees. Right. So you kind of have to mow it. Yeah.
But my dad comes over now lately.
Yeah, he's our landscaper.
He's retired and he has nothing better to do.
Yeah, that's a good
setup.
It's
wonderful.
But he'll like come over in like his big straw hat. And I'm like, the neighbors probably just think we're so fucking lazy. Yeah. He just shows up. Like, we're not asking him to do it.
No.
Oh, what a sweetheart.
We're not telling him not to either.
Yeah. Right.
Cleans our gutters and everything. Yeah. I'm like,
oh my God. Does your dad want to come to Iowa with
Yeah, right? Like, he probably will.
He's super welcome. Straw hat and all. We're in the middle of nowhere. Nobody will make fun of his hat.
He would love it. He'll fix everything. He'll redo your bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah,
he'll do it all.
Well, to be fair, I mean, our landlady, a.k.a. the former owner of the house, or living person of the house, it was like, hey, if you want, me and my boyfriend will come and do your lawn.
I feel like it's just an excuse for her to show up at our house.
All right, make sure we're taking care of it.
She kind of seems like that kind of person.
Yeah. The house that we lived in before was my grandmother's old house. And then when she passed, my mom got it. And then so we just moved in. And that's what my mom would do. She would come over and just be like in the garden. I'm like, have at it. But then she'd yell at me for not pulling weeds. And I'm like... Yeah. But you!
You're here.
You
do it.
Why would I do that? Yeah.
So I'll pull a couple, and
just half-heartedly.
Yeah. I'd be like, hey, look at this little pile I did.
She would just be like, fine, I'll do it.
Yard maintenance, yep, it sucks. Now, are you going to, first of all, this is, you're starting your own podcast, if I'm not mistaken, right?
That is correct, we are.
That's the plan. We have no timeline or good plans, but, like, we have a list on our cell phones of ideas.
Yeah, and that's
like,
that's
a microphone that's not
step.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, that's, I think for us, I think we just started doing it.
Yeah, like, you had more ideas than I did, and I was just like, yeah, I'll sit there and talk.
Yeah. And then it just was a thing. But it was because I had my bands, and then we just...
We didn't have a thing for us.
Yeah.
And so then, that became our thing.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Because,
it had
to be something, like, this related. You know, it couldn't be, like, we join a crochet class or something. It had to be, like, audio, or where we already had all the equipment.
Yeah, so, yeah, something where we kind of had to start. Are you what are you calling your podcast, or like what's the premise or anything? What
we like, actually kind of mostly decided on a title like 2 days ago.
Yeah, we finally came to an agreement 2 days ago.
Oh wow, nice.
So what we're at is Birds Talk Biology.
Oh, I love it.
Nice. Yeah, because we're the birds. I'm Mrs. Bird. He's Mr. Bird.
That's right.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, we're look both in different fields of biology. Pat's a microbiologist. I do anatomy, evolutionary biology, zoology, that kind of stuff. So we're just going to kind of pick a topic, like a weird biology topic, and teach the other person. Because micro, not my thing. Right. macrobiology, not his thing.
Exactly.
Oh, there you go.
So we just kind of talk to each other about this shit. Can I swear on this?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
We just talk to each other about this shit all the time anyway. So we just kind of wanted to force other people to listen to it.
Right, nice. Exactly.
It's chill.
No, I think it sounds great.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
We had friends that used to have a podcast called the
Urban Birding and the Burden of Bourbon.
There we go.
Yeah.
That is cute as hell.
I always have to think about it. But it was because he was real into bourbon and she was really into bird watching. And they lived in like downtown Chicago. So she was into like urban birding.
Pigeons.
Like, yeah. She would find like all kinds of... I guess there was like a special like club she was in and they would always find like these crazy... like rare birds like in the city, but
yeah because they'd like be migrating through or whatever.
Oh
yeah, yeah.
So that there are just times that you would pick it up and then you could record what you saw through like a what do they call that, crowdsourcing site tied to Cornell. They just kind of mapped out migration patterns. I think
that's pretty
but
cool.
That also had bird in the name, so that was, that's the only relation.
That sounds cute, though.
Yeah. I always have to think about it. I'm like, urban birding and the burden of bourbon.
Yes. Yeah. It took me a while.
Yeah.
That was a tongue twister if I ever heard one.
And then birding and the bird and bourbon. I just sound like the Swedish chef. I'm just like, bird, bird, bird.
Yeah. Does anyone speak Swedish here?
Flergen
here. I barely speak English.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yes.
Excellent. This occurred to me. I'm seeing a lot of tattoos around here. Can we talk tattoos for a sec?
Okay.
Okay. Sure. First of all, how many does everyone have? I have one.
I have four.
Four. I always have to double check. Hold on.
He's counting.
Please keep your clothes on.
Seven.
Okay.
I literally have to go through each one, like, okay, I got that one, then I got that one, then, and like, just basically have a catalog.
Well, you got some of them like tied together.
Exactly. So that's why I'm like, okay, that looks like one, but is it? It's actually two separate tattoos.
Yeah. Like one came first, and then you added on.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but yeah.
Yeah.
Seven. Yeah.
Look at you, only with your one.
I know. I'm a big
old baby.
Tattoo baby over here. I have plans for more. Actually, I want to get one tied to the Dark Crystal.
Nice.
And then what else do I want? Probably a dinosaur one.
A dinosaur one of a fossil.
Yeah.
Nice.
Some more, but all I have right now is this dancing guy. He's the logo for Two Tone Records. It's from Second Wave of Ska, Jabsko.
Nice. Anyways.
And what's really funny is that was like our like second or third episode.
No, that was our first episode.
Was that our first episode?
Yeah.
He got this tattoo and he's like talking about it. And his family, they're not like conservative, but like his family does not do tattoos at all.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I mean, I wouldn't say they don't approve, but they'll kind of be like,
that's
all right,
because my grandma's got like double the tattoos I have.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's awesome.
She's plastered.
He was he's like, my family will not listen to this. We can talk about this. And literally like 9 o'clock that night, he gets a text from his aunt. Oh, so you got a tattoo?
Yeah. Like, come on.
How the fuck did you hear about that? We haven't even posted it yet. Why are you not on Facebook?
Right? We're in trouble.
I know. I think it's ridiculous. Just, I think they bugged our house.
Right. They tapped your recording stuff or something.
Yeah.
What in the world?
Crazy aunts always know.
Yeah. She probably saw us walking out of the tattoo place.
Yeah.
She's probably driving and be like, he has a bandage on.
You're watching me. So what are your guys' tattoos? What are your seven?
My seven are, I guess, should I go in order?
So why not?
I might as well
do in some order.
Right. So I've got, this was my first tattoo. I actually, it's a, for listeners, it's a cross with wings on it. And I actually got it when I was 17, literally like a month before I turned 18. I went to the tattoo parlor because my mom paid for the tattoo. Because my mom has tattoos.
Okay.
Much to the chagrin of my dad.
Right. My parents are the opposite.
Yeah. That's awesome. So yeah, I went to this tattoo parlor and I'm like, this is what I want and stuff. And, you know, he was asking all the details and stuff. He's like, I mean, you're turning 18 in a month. Screw it. Let's just do it. And
yeah.
Like, okay, sweet.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I think you can get them at 16 though, which as long as you have parental approval.
Yeah. Oh.
Too. So
that depends what state you're in. I think.
Yeah. So if you were in Illinois,
maybe. I think 18 is a hard cutoff. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I had friends in high school that, although. Also, I think had fake IDs, so.
I don't think you actually said what the tattoo was, Patrick.
I did.
Cross with wings.
Yeah.
Cross with wings. And then on my chest, and much to Dave's sadness, I'm not going to strip.
he has been known to flash people in public.
It's true. I have a tribal bat on my chest. And then from there, I have...
Jack and Sally.
Yeah, that one was my next one. It's a picture of Jack and Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas hugging in a little stylized Tim Burton frame. On my right side, on my ribs, I have a raven sitting atop of a skull.
Oh.
And then I got... attached to the Jack and Sally, I got a bunch of stitches going all over my arm.
And that one was fun because we were in undergrad when he got that one. Mm-hmm. So we came back from the tattoo shop and he's like wrapped in plastic.
So we go
to the dining hall and he was stopped repeatedly. What happened to you? Like, were you in an accident? Because it's like this, they're like bleeding and wrapped in plastic.
And they look like stitches.
Look like stitches.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they were worried I was
people were
you should have just
concerned.
Made up something.
You should have. That would have
I was
good.
Tempted to, but I'm like, no, it's a tattoo. It's like, not
yeah,
weird.
Oh, school insurance sucks. This is all there.
That would have been awesome. And then this one I think everyone here will appreciate. I got this when I was living in Madison. It's a bacterium, specifically E. coli, with a mustache, a top hat, and it says, I'm cultured.
Oh, I do like that.
That's the worst. He didn't tell me he was getting that.
Oh, yeah,
one.
No. She had no idea because we were separated for those 6 months because I graduated before her.
And he left me behind.
And I went to Madison, got this, and then, like, basically when she graduated, I would come back and visit her until we moved in together. And she's like, what?
What did you do?
Guys, like, I love, like, stupid-ass tattoos like that, though.
So
like,
dumb,
I would do it. Like, I want a Pee Wee Herman tattoo so bad.
Are the Pee Wees yours? Are those your Pee Wees?
Oh,
I was
I'm
looking
obsessed.
At those.
I'm obsessed with Pee Wee Herman. He's my favorite.
That's fun. That's awesome.
That's funny, because that's literally the one of two Tim Burton films I have never seen.
Oh, what? And what are you doing after this?
I guess watching Pee Wee, right?
Yeah. I guess so.
Pee Wee's Big Adventure is my favorite movie in the entire world.
I've heard such
awesome.
Good things about it.
It's
I just never,
so good.
For
and
some
for
reason,
it being Tim Burton's
around.
First movie, too, people don't know that.
Right.
Yeah. And it's so good.
A lot of people forget Batman was, like, his second movie, too.
Yeah. Oh, it was his second?
I think so. Second or no, it was his third, because Beetlejuice.
Yeah, okay, yeah, because it was, like, 1987 or 88 or something for Batman.
89 was Batman. 88 was Beetlejuice.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then... I got. I think
I forgot about that one.
You have so many. How many more do you have?
I know, right?
This is the last one, right?
This is the last one. Yeah. So I have a vampire bite on my, kind of on my upper chest.
Nice.
With
like
song
your collarbone,
lyrics. Yeah, with song lyrics from my favorite song from the musical version of Dracula.
Oh. Musical version of Dracula.
It's surprisingly very good.
It is fun. I liked it.
Yeah.
I believe it. I love musical theater.
Yeah, no,
it's great. What are you doing after this?
Right, yeah.
I'll do that too. We're not going to go to bed till like 5 a.m.
You got 10 free hours? Yeah. okay. All right. Summer, would you like to share?
Yeah, sure. I love it. All right. So my first one is like a panther paw print on my right shoulder. So my mom's got a panther on the same spot on her shoulder. It was her first tattoo. So I got the paw print as like an apple falling from the tree kind of thing for my mom. And then, of course, my sister copied me and got the same thing 2 years later when she turned 18 as her first tattoo. All
right.
It's fine. Mine's better.
Poser.
It's fine. Which is funny because I also have an Ohana on my collarbone that I also share with my sister.
But that one was planned.
That's a good one because Ohana means family, right?
Yes. So me, my mom, and my sister all have Ohana.
Wait, and how?
Lilo and Stitch.
Ohana means family.
Oh,
family means
I've
nobody gets
it.
Left behind.
What? Yeah. Okay, well, we'll add it to the doc.
Right,
yeah. We'll just be here all day.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, so I've got the paw print and the Ohana that I both share with my sister, and that's where we divert. So 50% of my tattoos are also on my poser younger sister.
Yeah, that's right.
So then on my right arm, I've got two more. So I've got, what do you call this, where it's like branching up around?
Laurel?
Yeah, kind of like a laurel, but it's made of, I've got like a hydrangea and some wheat coming up the side. Well, some rye, I guess, because it's from Catcher in the Rye. It's got Phony in the center. I love that book. You can come at me, Catcher in the Rye. I'll fight you.
It's her favorite book.
I love that book. It's very quotable.
No judgment.
Yeah,
I honestly haven't read it since high school, but
yeah. And did you hate it?
I don't remember. I mean, I think I just hated it because I had to read it.
That's fair.
I feel like that's everybody's
like literally
opinion.
Everyone hates it. And that's
but just because I hated the teacher, I was like, fine.
I got out of reading it in high school because I used my then religion as an excuse. I'm like, oh, I heard they say goddamn way too much in that book, and that's against my religion. Even though in reality, I didn't care. I just.
Yeah.
Use it as an excuse to get out of reading a book.
That's okay. I'm all about using excuses to get out of things in high school.
Oh, no.
But it's funny because then semi-recently, like a couple years ago, I actually borrowed Summer's copy and started reading it. And I don't hate it. It's not bad. It's not my favorite. It's just not my genre. But it's
literally gave it back to me yesterday, unfinished. And he's like, oh, here you go. And I'm like, no, you're not going to finish it. It's like this thin. It's not a long book.
You got a C for effort.
Yeah.
Wow.
You try.
But it is a good book.
I like it. And everyone's a little bit of a phony. It's fine. We all lie to each other all
absolutely.
The time, constantly.
Right.
And then my last of the four, I've got a big fern coming down my right bicep. So it's actually a resurrection fern.
Hmm.
And they grow from southern Illinois all the way down to like Florida. So what happens is these little ferns, they can grow up trees or on the ground, and they actually dry out. They can lose like 95% of their moisture or whatever, and they can stay desiccated for a really, really long time.
Oh.
And as soon as it rains, it just comes back
cool.
to life. Yeah, so they're called resurrection
ferns.
They're
like the phoenix of leaves.
They're like immortal. Yeah,
they're cool as heck. Crazy. So it's not the same as the Rose of Jericho, which is sometimes also known as a resurrection fern, just for if people want to Google it. It's not the Rose of Jericho.
What's that one plant that you have
in the kitchen? That's a Rose of Jericho.
Oh, okay.
That's funny. Very nice.
Yes.
I like those. I have a Hello Kitty on my heel. This is my first tattoo.
Cute.
The tattoo artist who I was friends with, I went to high school with him, made fun of me the whole time because it should have taken him 3 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And it took him like 45 minutes because I kept making him stop.
Oh, no.
But he even said he had like, you know, tattoos on his neck, like up to his eyeballs. And he's like, I would never get a tattoo in this spot because it's just literally skin on top of bone.
Yeah. Right. That sounds awful.
So it was awful. But yeah. And then I have, I don't know which one. I don't know if I got this one first or I have a song lyric on my thigh for our 1 year wedding anniversary from a Bright Eyes song that was played at our wedding.
Mm-hmm.
It says, I think I was blind before I met you.
Yeah.
Dave won't get the line that I want him to get because he won't get words.
Yep,
he's very against words.
I'm sorry.
What the hell, man? That's such
I
a good song, too. We did play that song at our wedding, too.
Yeah,
I love that song.
So good.
Wow. Yeah, we're stuck in the rain. Suddenly everything changed.
Yeah. Perfect. What the line I want him to get is, I'm glad I didn't die before I met you, because he was in a bad accident before we met, like several years before we met.
Before,
but still, you almost died.
Oh, God.
Then you didn't.
And then I didn't.
And
now
then,
we're together.
Yeah.
Here we are.
But he won't do it.
Doing a podcast.
Suddenly that song has so much more meaning.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
And then I have on my forearm, just below my elbow pit, I have 5x5, which is an obscure Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, do you recognize
tattoo?
It?
Sir.
No, I don't recognize it.
Okay.
I'm still working on season 3.
Oh, okay.
It's a faith thing.
Oh.
And I've only had two people recognize it just by looking at it, and then they're like, holy shit. And it, anytime anyone asks Faith how she's doing, she says 5x5, and it means everything's okay.
Huh.
So, and then I have an anchor covered in violets on my side going from, like, my ribcage down to my hip bone for my grandparents. My grandfather was a sailor in World War II, and he had a big anchor tattoo on his forearm. And then my grandmother's favorite flowers were violets, so it's covered in violets.
That's cute.
And then there's a little four-leaf clover because she was born on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh.
So those are my tattoos.
Oh, there's a lot of tattoos in this room
right
now. Yeah,
indeed.
A lot of ink.
Yeah, a lot of ink, baby.
And hopefully more to come.
Yeah, I know. I was actually just thinking today, because I've always had, like, plans for, like, at least, like, half sleeves. But I'm like, I almost feel like I don't want to put in the effort now. Like, I don't want to sit there. Like, I'm just getting old.
Yeah, dude.
I don't want to, I don't know, maybe someday. But, you know.
Yeah.
I wanted to get a real big one, because I graduated grad school this year.
Yeah,
congratulations.
During a pandemic when all the tattoo shops were shut down.
Yeah, that's,
So we'll go back someday and we'll get my congratulations. I finished this bullshit tattoo. But
there you go.
We'll just ignore it for now.
Yeah.
You should get a tattoo of the coronavirus.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Should we take a break and get a drink?
Sure.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Like 40 of us singing right now.
It's just two of us.
Yeah, it's two of us 40 times over.
Yeah, it took us like 2 hours.
Yeah, and we just kept getting more and more drunk in our basement. We're just like,
adding on. Well,
the thing is, Dave never asked me to like do anything musically with him. So he's like, will you come down here and like help me sing this? And I'm like, what?
Sing what?
Like, he's like, no, you just got to sing good for the gut. And I was like, all right, let me take a couple shots first. And then he just kept going.
Couple more.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, okay, so should we start with our not liqueur drinks? Liquor drinks?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
All right, well, so real quick, good for the gut. I'm drinking the Stone Soaring Dragon. It's an Imperial IPA with white tea. It's good. It is not so heavy for an Imperial, but I will say the white tea is subtle. I think it just really is sort of a light IPA that happens to have a higher ABV. But it's delicious. I am always impressed with Stone.
See, nice. I feel like Stone loves Imperials.
They
and
do.
All that, and I don't like Imperial is a word I stay away from.
Yeah.
So I won't.
I know nothing about beer, but I know an amount about tea. White tea is super easy to overpower, so I'm sure you can't taste it at all.
Yeah, it's kind of like why
yeah.
why they put it in there, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, like you add any flavor to a white tea, it tastes like only that.
Yeah.
Tea is gone.
Exactly.
That's true. Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, I have the Welcome to Vacation Land from Door County Brewing, and it is a juicy IPA, and I would say it is juicy. It's not bitter at all. It's hazy.
Yeah.
That's all. I mean, it's good.
How come they don't just call it a New England?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe they do some early, like one early edition.
I don't know.
Of hops.
You have to ask them.
All right, Dirk Corny.
Dirk County.
Let's see. Do you have a cider?
I do. I have a Cider Boys Banana Bliss. Apple, strawberry, banana, hard cider.
How is that?
Yeah,
this
I'm
tastes
really
like
curious.
A go-gurt.
Really?
I feel like a child. I should be like going out for lunch, playing out on the playground. It literally tastes like a go-gurt.
I was like scared about the banana part. I'm like,
is
this going to be like a Laffy Taffy?
Okay.
Like,
yeah, no, I think it's delicious.
Oh, good.
I really like go-gurt.
Yes. Oh, okay. There you go.
Well, that helps.
Well, we have one more if you want another one.
Oh, great, yeah.
Fantastic.
And then Patrick does not have.
Oh, he has Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
I have Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
It has
the subtle flavors of Mountain Dew.
Yeah, you know, a subtle alpiney taste.
Yeah.
This one is This one is made with real sugar.
That's the only one that matters.
Right. This was formerly known as Mountain Dew Throwback before they decided to rebrand it as Real Sugar.
That's what they did.
Yeah, this is literally Throwback.
Yeah, because I was like, because I remember them calling it Throwback before, and I was like, it's a throwback. But, I didn't realize it was like a actual rebrand.
Well, yeah, it's the same thing. They got rid of my Yodel Man. I miss him.
Well, because last time I think she sent me a Mountain Dew shopping, and usually we do 10 tours Throwback because it's tasty.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find it, but I found this, and I'm like,
no, that's the same thing.
It says it's real sugar. I'm going to get it and see what
it is. And it has, like, the old label.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like, the retro label.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we dropped a couple of spirits on the table. These are some weird good ones that we ended up finding. Let's see. So, Haley, do you want to describe this one first?
Okay. I still don't think that's the name of the distillery. I think they changed the name of it, honestly.
I think you're right.
But it says that it's from Custom Craft Distilling in Harvard, Illinois. I think it's something like
Rush Creek.
Rush Creek, I think.
See, that sounds more familiar.
Yeah. So they must have changed it. Because this just sounds like so, I don't know, like an Aldi distillery. Custom Craft. Yeah, I don't know. It's just so generic.
Okay, yeah.
But it is called Malabar, and it is a spiced liqueur, a blend of the finest spirit and rich spices. Mm. But, yeah, it just kind of tastes like Christmas.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. So give it, you got to give it a try. Let us know what you think. Patrick is the first.
And I'm always down to drink Christmas.
I feel like I swallowed a Christmas potpourri pack.
Oh. Kinda.
But
like, you're not mad about it.
Exactly, yeah. Like, I'm not unhappy. It's just like, okay.
There's a lot going on.
But
I don't know
tasty.
How, like, what you would mix it with. Like, I don't know that. And they did not tell us that when they...
I bet it would be good with a mulled wine if you just
fortified
it with some
put
of
it in
stuff.
Like a glog.
Yeah.
Just add a little power to your wine.
Yeah. You know, if you want to get super fucked up.
Yeah.
Around your family.
I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah. Like,
yes.
You know.
And
we got the other one. What's the other one?
So the other one is it's a screw so it's a peanut butter whiskey. From Screwball, screw with a K, and I don't know. It's where are they out of?
I don't know.
They're out of California somewhere.
It's the new popular. It's like the new Fireball.
Yeah, it's
like people are obsessed with
it's
it.
It's just kind of a weird. Well, yeah, give it a try here.
Yeah.
It's good though.
Yeah. It gets not harsh. I would say it's more butterscotchy than it is like peanut buttery.
I could get that.
It's super smooth though. Holy cow. Mm.
Yeah. Like the smell of it's amazing, and usually the smell of any kind of whiskey or bourbon just makes me remember being 22.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really sweet on its own. It's delicious.
Yeah. I didn't even remember that we had these in our basement until like just now. but I'm glad.
We have so much booze, it's ridiculous.
I was gonna pick up the Arak, but it's a little rough going. Arak is it's a liquor made from palm flower, right?
Palm leaves.
Interesting.
Palm leaves.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, in at least in Bali, where my family's from, they make it there like more kind of like a moonshine type of deal.
Yeah. You can get like a store-bought one, but it's not the same at all.
No. Right. So you have
to like go to like a convenience store and go like behind it, and then they give it to you in an old water bottle.
Yeah. Dude, that's exact. So the last time I went to get some with my cousin, he's like, it's like the middle of the night. Which is kind of normal because it gets so hot during the day. A lot of people like hang out at night.
Sure.
It's the natives. So
it also gets dark at like 5:30.
Yeah, that too. But then, so my cousin, he's like, "Oh yeah, we're gonna go out to the country and go to this place, like, all of a sudden we're in the middle of there's just rice fields and nothing.
Yeah, and Dave also said he'd be back in 20 minutes.
Yeah, which is what I thought. Anyways.
Like, oh, two God. And a half.
Oh, no! Yeah, yeah.
No way of getting a hold of him. And I'm like,
did they die out there?
Sounds like a long secret
did
engine.
They just get kidnapped?
So it was like, it was like a drug deal. We had to, like, like, go there, shoot the shit with these people. And they were super cool. I speak enough Indonesian to be conversational.
Okay.
But, like, I was basically forced to, like, zero English. So that's fine. But anyways, yeah. And we got our arak. But long story short, the arak that gets that you can try in the U.S. is actually an import from Holland. And it is quite harsh. I would say not great. But the arak that's actually made, from the source, it is amazing.
It goes down so easy. Okay, so we, when we were there and his cousins would take us to very not touristy places. So we went to this bar that was above, like, a motorcycle garage. And I was the only white person. And then Dave, kind of looks it. But, like, everyone around was, like, watching our table, like, what? And then you can order this giant thing of arak, which was, I don't know.
In a pitcher.
But it had, like, a dispenser on it. Right. I mean, it was huge.
Yeah.
But they give it to you in shot glasses. And it literally, and you can get different flavors. And we got the strawberry one. And it just tasted like Kool-Aid. And I was like, can I get a glass? And they're like,
are you sure about that?
Yeah. And I was like, give me a glass. Like, I'm tired of sipping on this little tiny shot glass.
No.
So they were like, fine,
okay.
American. Go ahead. They bring me like a fucking mason jar or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I fill it up and I drink it because it's so sweet and it does not burn going down at all.
Oh, that's dangerous.
And super. 4 minutes later, I felt like I got punched in the face.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it was like, this is so good. And I'm like falling face down on the table.
Out.
And then they just made fun of me. And I'm like, this is when I get killed in a foreign country.
All right.
It's fine. It's just Bali.
Yeah. Ain't no thing. But yeah, I mean, it was, it's so good though.
Yeah. Have you guys gone any travels, adventures? First of all, how long have you been together?
We've been together 12 years.
Yeah.
So that's like,
You've had some adventures.
Yeah.
I mean, every time I try to leave the country, something terrible happens. So I've been stuck here. Like, we were supposed to go on a cruise the day Hurricane Irma hit and it got canceled.
Oh no.
Oh, that sucks.
I was supposed to go to the Galapagos for a class and there weren't enough people in the class, so that got canceled. Oh, I was supposed to go to South Africa for a research project and I didn't get any grants, so that got canceled.
Oh my God.
So we haven't gone fucking anywhere. We went to the Dells. I lived in Nevada for a couple years and then, like,
pretty much.
That's fucking it.
Yeah.
I don't do shit.
That's cool.
Well, someday after Corona,
after
you can travel again.
Right.
We've been talking because we had a miniature honeymoon, like, right after our wedding.
Because we spent all our fucking money on the wedding.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and then we went to the Dells for that just for 4 days.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah. But, I love the Dells.
But yeah, us too. But we're like, okay, once we get settled in wherever we're going and we have some money saved up, we need to go somewhere, whether it's Maine or Japan or...
Yeah.
You like said Ireland earlier today.
I did say Ireland.
Yeah. So we don't know where we're going, but someday.
Right.
Someplace.
Someday karma won't keep me in this fucking country.
Oh, you're not just going to fucking let it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. As long as it's not the desert or the Midwest, like, sweet.
Perfect. Well, if you ever want to go to Bali, we have a house you can stay in.
That's bomb.
Good to
because
know.
It's the most expensive part is getting there. Once you're there, it is dirt cheap.
Quite cheap, yeah.
Nice.
So, wow.
Yeah.
So free lodging if you want.
Love that.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know.
Yeah. What else?
What else? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I mean, we're coming up on time.
Are we? Oh, yeah, we are, aren't we?
But I kind of don't want to stop now. I mean, I don't know if that's all right with you. No, this is cool. I should say every time we've tried to get together, we've just had this bad luck.
Yeah.
Car trouble, pets.
Yep.
Yeah.
I know, that's what I mean. I was like, so driving here, I was like, I'm going the speed limit. I'm going to make sure I stop at every light. Like, yeah. I'm like, I'm going to drive like a grandma. Like, I don't want anything to happen today.
Are both you guys horror buffs or is it just you?
Just me.
Okay.
I like, used to be into it more, but not so much anymore.
Okay. I would say I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We used to like rent a shit ton of Japanese horror.
Yeah. Like in Korea. Dude, the Korean ones, every single Korean horror film we would get, it always centered around lesbian, like a couple of lesbians.
That's just the scariest thing Korea can come up with.
Yeah.
What is it, the Vatican or something? Like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
But I'm sure the people at Hollywood Video thought we were the weirdest people.
Another one?
Like, oh god. I mean, I don't want to know what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, like we were not going for like whatever just came out that weekend. Yeah. Like. Yeah.
One of my favorite horror films of all time, and Summer can attest to this, is, and it's an old one, Ju-on. The original Japanese Grudge. Yes. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Love that movie.
Yeah. We liked it so much that when we went and saw The Grudge, we like got up and left. We're like, fuck this movie. Yeah. This is awful.
See, I saw the American version before seeing the Japanese version. Mm. And then I actually I saw the American version and says, oh, this is a good movie. And then, like, a year later, I'm like, I want to watch this movie again. Well, it turns out I accidentally bought, like, either from the library or from Netflix or something, rented or borrowed the Japanese version and watched it. And I'm like, oh, well, this is different, but all right, I'll watch it. And it's just like, this is the best.
Yeah,
dude. It's great. I agree. Yeah.
I think my favorite is Audition.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet, but it's on my list.
Ooh.
It's fucked.
Yeah. It starts out like you're like, okay, this is kind of like whatever. And then all of a sudden, the last like half hour, you're like, oh my god.
Yeah. But it has like these scenes all throughout the movie where you're just like, what the fuck did I just see? But it's like 1 second and you're like, then it's back to being like a nice movie.
Oh, those are the best when it's when the horror is subtle. Like, wait, did that happen? Like when I saw like Insidious, I just saw Insidious for the first time like 5 years ago.
Okay.
And it's got really good examples more subtle like freeze frame, like you have to pause the movie at the right moment to realize
it's like
what
if you blink,
just saw.
You're like,
interesting.
Exactly.
Yeah. Although I will say, I think the best horror movie I've seen in the last, I guess you would, I don't know if it was five, maybe, I don't want to say 10 years, but is, oh my god, what the fuck is it called?
Cabin in the Woods?
No, that's not a, that's like horror comedy.
Yeah.
It Follows.
When I saw trailers for that, I'm like, based on the premise, I'm like, okay, that just sounds stupid. Like, people get dying from having sex with each other. Like, what the hell?
But it was like...
But yeah, I heard nothing but good things about it.
Yeah.
It was like a paralyzing fear. Like, the whole time, you just realize that you haven't moved, and you're like... And I remember there would be times we'd be getting out of, like, the car, like, in the driveway, and then Dave would just stop and look in the distance and be like, what the fuck are you doing? And he'd be like, It Follows. And I'd be like, you asshole!
I should do that
again. That was a good soundtrack, though,
that's
too.
That's awful.
Yeah, you would always do that.
Yeah.
Probably my favorite horror movie that I've seen in the past decade has got to be the remake of It.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I love that movie.
We haven't seen the second one. Yeah. My only thing is I felt like they just made Pennywise just too... I don't know. What is the... How would you describe what I'm doing?
Search jovial?
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
See, I feel like that's kind of the point, though. Especially, like, have either of you ever read the book? Stephen King
I read about a third of it,
that's
but
fair.
I also read it on an airplane, which was not a good idea.
Not conducive to reading.
Yeah. And then I started to continue to read it the last time we were in Bali, and I was like, this is still... Because I'm jet-lagged, and I'm in a weird place. And I'm also convinced I had black magic put on me in Bali several years ago. So it's like that's another story. Yeah. So it was not a good idea. But for some reason, I only read Stephen King when I'm on an airplane.
Oh, man.
Maybe you just actually, like, deep down inside, really don't want to read it.
Right. Yeah. You're just looking for excuses to not read his work.
Yes. Like,
Patrick's been trying to get me to read a Stephen King novel for 12 years, and it hasn't worked yet.
There's still so many of them that I haven't read yet, though. But I've read so many at the same time. But anyway, yeah, like, I don't know, like, having read the book, and even though, like, the movie is not necessarily accurate to the book, I feel like it captures what the book was trying to convey that the miniseries did.
Yeah.
But that's
just
me.
And then I feel, I mean, the miniseries is so good, but it also was, like made for like ABC or something.
Yeah, it was so made, it was made so for TV and in the early 90s. Yeah. So like
so it's like if they would have redone it
for like HBO or something.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my god, if HBO had it, it'd be like,
yeah, that would be cool.
Crazy. I bet it would be. Yeah.
They should that would still be amazing. But yeah, we didn't see chapter 2.
Chapter 2 was I still liked it. That it tied it up nicely, but
yeah.
It wasn't as good.
I'd be willing to see it. We just haven't gotten to it yet.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But otherwise, I haven't... We don't really watch that many scary movies.
Not lately,
because
yeah.
I'm just a baby.
Yeah.
So I don't want nightmares.
Nightmares.
To be fair, like I love horror movies, but I also don't like to watch them alone, so I don't watch them as often.
Yeah, because I won't watch them.
Because Summer doesn't want to watch them.
Patrick gets like one horror movie in a theater like per year. He's got to pick fucking quality something. Like, right. He gets one choice.
Which is why I picked it the past 2 years.
Yeah. our friend Angela is super into horror movies, and so she's always like trying to get me to like watch. I don't know, she loves like the real psychological ones. Mm-hmm. Like she loved what's the one that where they go to Sweden and that ends up being like a cult? Midsommar.
Yes.
Oh, I want to see that so
I don't
bad.
Know.
Oh my god, is that a horror movie?
You didn't know that?
Everybody's been talking about that. I'm like, oh, I should see this. I have no
but
fucking
that's
clue that's what it was about.
No, it's supposed to be terrifying.
It's
about a cult?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we should watch it. I do like thrillers better than horror.
Yeah. Yeah, and
true.
So, but I'm like, but I might want to go to Sweden one day. So I don't,
you don't
want to
ruin Sweden.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin Sweden because
right.
How can you ruin Sweden? Oh, just make a like a sacrificial cult thing. Okay.
Well, I should tell you then, if you ever want to go to like a spa retreat type thing, don't watch The Cure for Wellness.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Done and done.
Because essentially done. That's what that's about.
That's a very misleading title, too. It doesn't sound scary at all.
This should be very wholesome.
Right. Just going to watch girls get manicures. Yeah. Just kidding.
Oh. All right. Well, we're running. We're running.
Shall we?
Long. Is there anything else? Anything? So it's what is it? The birds?
No. Birds talk biology.
Birds talk biology.
Yep.
And we have nothing recorded, but we have a logo.
We have a logo.
Nice. Fucking start. Right?
You know?
Oh God, you're sharing it.
That is more than what we fucking have, and we've been doing this for 5 years.
You've got a photo though.
Yeah,
like,
we got a photo.
Yeah.
Yeah, and our friend drew us once. Yeah. That counts.
That counts absolutely.
Yeah. he asked me if we have a title and a logo. I'm like, we don't have a title, but here's our logo.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I drew that at 2 a.m. on my cell phone with my finger.
Yeah.
Yes. So I'm glad you enjoyed it.
No, I like that actually impressed me even more. Yeah, for sure.
That's what I do when I can't sleep. I just frantically scribble on my cell phone.
And like, I remember waking up in the middle of the night that night, like, and like peeking over, and of course I'm half asleep, don't have my glasses on, and I'm just like, what is she doing? And I saw you frantically scribbling into this dark shape on your phone, and I'm like, okay.
This is very normal.
Something's happening.
I'll
She's possessed. I'm going back to
sleep. Right,
I'm
like,
it's
I'll ask her about it tomorrow.
You sleep so
die.
Well. He's a man who can turn the lights off and lay down and be asleep.
This
and
one.
It's like, sure, I'll be here another 4 hours in the dark by myself.
Oh, and it's so funny because like, I'm ready to go to sleep. So we have like our nightly ritual. We watch TV. And then we watch like a couple of like episodes,
like
videos
YouTube
on YouTube.
Things, yeah.
And at a moment's notice, I'm like, well, I gotta get up in 5 hours, and I'll like turn off the TV, and she's like, what the hell? I need preparation before we can just
that.
Go to sleep.
I need you to tell me when you're turning the TV off. I gotta take my glasses off. I gotta readjust
right.
my pillows.
Yeah.
So
you gotta let me know before it's pitch dark in here.
Right.
Yeah. No, our thing is, we'll like, yeah, we'll watch whatever show we're binging, and then when we start to get a little tired, we watch Bob Ross on YouTube. Yeah.
Oh, that's so calming.
And then we fall asleep on the couch, wake up at like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
No idea where we are.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he can go to sleep right away, and I'm up for another 45 minutes, and I'm like,
this is how it goes.
I'm just like thinking about that, you know, happy little trees.
I know, well, and
what could he have done to make that better?
Well,
he's Bob Ross.
There's,
yeah, right.
Because there's a lot of times where I'm just like, I don't believe it, Bob Ross. I don't know.
It
like,
brings me into your world.
I'm like really judgmental sometimes. Like, I'll be like, I don't like this one. No, that purple cloud. Why the fuck is that one cloud purple?
Happy little accident.
I know. That's what I just can't.
Yeah.
the only one, the only person that judges Bob Ross.
Oh, God, yeah. Who are you?
He's so pure. I know. Come on.
And actually, last night, I was like, I wonder if there's Bob Ross bloopers.
Oh, God.
There aren't.
Really? He's just perfect.
Yeah. I thought I had found some, but it was like a parody video. And I was like, oh, this is just a dude.
Trying to sully great name.
So I was just like, was hoping that there'd be like, he'd be like, God damn it. This, like, he just couldn't get it to blend. Like, really hoping. There isn't, though. Or if there is, PBS has not released it.
Yeah.
They're
keeping it under lock. Yeah.
Seriously, they can't, like.
Right.
Almost like I want to see, like, Mr. Rogers bloopers, too. Okay.
I want to see Mr. Rogers swear.
Yeah.
Like, stub his toe and be like, fuck!
Right! Yeah. You know, it's, like, not, like, anything towards anyone. It's, right. Yeah, just shit like that. Yeah. Or, like,
see
he just,
people out of
or,
character,
like, he can't get his cardigan zipped. It's just like, God damn it! Where, actually, I think there is one episode where he can't do it, so he just, like, takes it off again. He's like, he just hangs it back up.
He just makes the best of it.
Yeah, that's, like, the one Fred Rogers blooper.
Yeah.
And it's still so wholesome and nice.
You know what, though? It would not surprise me, because we haven't seen it yet, but that Mr. Rogers movie that came out with Tom Hanks.
We haven't seen that one either.
I want to see it.
I do too, but like I'm kind of hoping for like...
Have you seen the documentary?
No.
Oh. It's just get ready to cry for two fucking hours.
Oh, no. Oh goodness.
It's heartwarming.
It's so heartwarming.
I'm ready for those kinds of emotions.
Oh, yeah. Seriously. I think we had to, or at least I had to really... be like, all right, I'm ready for it. I've had a really good day.
Yeah.
I don't feel emotional about anything. And it's like the second he starts talking, you're like, oh my God. Why can't you be here now?
Oh, I don't want Mr. Rogers to see the world we've created.
Right? I know. That's true.
I don't want him to know.
Yeah. Know, same with Bob Ross.
Right. It's like they're better off.
Yeah.
I feel like they lived in, we just didn't know because we were either too young or
that's true. That's true. Yeah. When you don't watch the news.
Well,
like,
I mean, Mr. Rogers, didn't he fight in one of our wars?
Fuck, I don't know.
I don't know, but I know Bob Ross did.
Did he?
Well, yeah. Bob Ross,
I cannot imagine
sergeant.
Bob Ross with a gun.
Yeah, he was a
drill
sergeant.
Oh, no, I don't like that. Yeah,
he was kind of hot, too. Like,
wait, was? Excuse me.
Yeah. Thank you.
We love that, Bob Ross. Oh, I love this.
Yeah.
texting
you.
Well,
damn it.
Yeah, a lot of people. What are you just like?
God, why do you have friends?
What? I can't.
He just got like 6 text messages, like right now.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I mean, why should, wait a minute. Why should I apologize? I'm not. What?
Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. What? I mean, it's like very all generic white dude.
Without
like
the perm,
white
though?
Dude. Yeah. Like, it's fine.
Like a good, like, early 60s, you're like,
yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. All right. Like, if that was the milkman, like, you know.
Yeah.
You know that's your dad.
You know that baby's not yours.
All the kids on that block.
Oh, they all look like Bob Ross.
Their hair perms so easily. Well, I think, is there anything else we want to plug before?
No, I think that's a really good ending.
Right. Yeah.
Bob Ross.
Yeah.
All right.
Hot Bob Ross.
Look it up. Look up Hot Bob Ross. Okay, well, this has been After We Take Out the Garbage. I'm Dave.
I'm Haley.
I'm
Summer.
Patrick.
Wow.
Sorry. Let's try.
We're going in a circle.
Yeah. I'm Dave.
I'm Haley.
I'm Summer.
I'm Patrick.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.